The whole thing was perfectly choreographed with the finesse and ease of a Broadway production, still going strong 10 years into its run. Mickey arrived at Giorgio's a minute before their 8 p.m. reservation, headed to the table in the back, and set the show in motion. Ordering the first two bottles of red, the bruschetta, and olives, and burrata, then setting out place cards that had grown frayed after a decade of use. Mickey would be at one end, with her husband Matteo to her left, beside Luisa, and Nathan would sit at the other end. The birthday crown was placed ceremoniously at his setting, with Abe and Amy on the opposite side. Everything in place, Mickey assumed her spot, touched up her lipstick, and waited for her husband and her four best friends to arrive. Spotting Nathan's boyish frame, Mickey shouted out, "Birthday boy coming through," knowing it would cause him to bloom with embarrassment. Nathan was followed by his wife, Luisa, just 2 inches shy of his 6 feet, though she seemed to have grown even taller since having the twins a couple years ago. Her curly hair had a personality of its own, and she'd always been broad-shouldered, but motherhood had enhanced her curves, making Mickey's best friend even more beautiful in Mickey's eyes. Luisa heaved a cake box onto the table and shed her giant parka. "Man, it's cold out there. I'll never, ever get used to January in Massachusetts." Mickey cupped her palms into makeshift earmuffs to warm Luisa's ears. "New England winters will put hair on your chest." "Exactly what I need." "Here, drink up, warm up." Mickey distributed generous pours of wine. Nathan took a gulp.
"Thanks. It's been a day."
"A birthday,"
Abe appeared, clapping him on the back.
"A resident elder. How does it feel on the front lines, forging forth into a new decade?"
Nathan groaned.
"It feels like creaking knees, a receding hairline, and..."
Mickey cut him off.
"Such bleak talk. I think you meant to say it feels wonderful to be surrounded by the love of my nearest and dearest."
"Sure, that."
Nathan finished his wine and reached for the bottle in one swoop. Abe extended a folder to Luisa, stamped in all caps, "Ms. Bauer."
"This was in your mailbox."
The two were colleagues at the local high school, River Mill, where Abe taught history and Luisa had climbed her way up from English teacher to vice principal. They'd both started on the same day nearly a dozen years ago and been pals ever since. Mickey intercepted the folder.
"Come on, no one's getting sucked into work tonight."
She directed everyone to their seats as if they didn't know them by heart, and Abe plunked the birthday crown onto Nathan's head.
"You really are balding, aren't you?"
Nathan shoved him away with affection.
"How long until our other halves show up?"
Mickey said to Abe. She was marooned at one end of the table, flanked by empty seats on either side.
"Any minute now,"
said Abe, always the optimist.
"Well, I predict they don't make it in time for apps,"
Mickey replied. She was right. The tablecloth was already a wreck of breadcrumbs and olive oil, and their spouses were on the verge of ordering for them when Amy and Matteo swooped in one after the other, all apologies. A bug in Amy's code, a crisis on Matteo's team, blah, blah, blah. They'd all heard it before. The only people who believed Amy and Matteo would ever leave their offices before 8 o'clock were Amy and Matteo themselves. Matteo made the rounds kissing cheeks before landing at Mickey and massaging his wife's shoulders.
"That hits the spot," she sighed.
"Today was all upper body." Mickey, a gym owner and triathlete, was perpetually in need of stretching and loosening.
"This is why you married me, right?"
"That, and you knocking me up."
It still amused Mickey all these years later, how she had to let out her wedding gown to accommodate her burgeoning belly. It had long ago returned to six-pack tot, and the baby bump had grown into a full-fledged teenager. Melody, age 17, was as feisty as her mother, as natural of a leader as her father, and the treasure of her parents' lives.